Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet Rock.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale. I know we don't have time now, but I still never found out whose idea that was. And I told myself that we were going to reveal that, but we got to...
You don't want to know.
Henpecking about other stuff.
It was collaborative.
It'd be a swerve of magnificent proportions if it was Paige.
You wish.
I'm not saying nothing.
We wish. We wish that was Paige. Right. Paige won't do anything that mean, you know?
No. I don't want to negate the show.
Because that sets you back money-wise some.
Say again?
That sets you back some monies.
Yeah. Well, I've had some extending of people telling me to come by and see him.
Yeah, kind of like Fatboy. I think got some help on phones last year.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Thanks. Nobody bought me one, but you know.
Got some help.
So far, it's empty promises.
Yeah, you know, but they'll come through.
At O-Maffew. O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Yeah. No, it's time for N-I-N-E from TRG's Best Damn Audio.
I love that. Golly, yeah. Jimmy.
That's on my snap is N-I-N-E from TRG.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Golly. G-A-H-L-A-Y.
If you want to snap me, that's it.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and start some Best Damn Audio. Man, I have some fun stuff, including a hell of a high school prank. A word from a wrestling legend.
Oh.
Yeah. A confused stoner. Donald Duck. That's right. Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
Doll.
Doll.
And then
Donald Duck.
We're going to start, though, in Palm Coast, Florida, where two guys pulled guns. One of them was a BB gun in a McDonald's drive-thru because they said their food was cold. We don't have audio of the incident itself. We do have the 911 call and a cop talking about it.
I have two gentlemen with guns. They pulled their guns on me, saying that their food was cold and demanded that the food be made.
They paid for 5 hamburgers, and they felt that the hamburgers were not hot enough. So they sent them back, made some comments about, we don't play around with our food.
They didn't point the gun at me, but pulled it out, and quote-unquote said, I do not play about my food.
They're upset about the food being cold?
Right. They're still after the first car at the window.
They're going to eat jail food instead. They can always make a complaint, but it probably won't get any warmer.
Wow.
What is a hamburger?
What state was that in? It sounded like Texas.
It was Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, those guys don't play about their hamburger.
They going to eat a hamburger.
Hamburger.
But don't I guess it depends on the how much money you're spending on the food. But if you go to a fast food restaurant, I'm just very burger shy, I guess you would say, when it comes to returning food and saying this wasn't right.
Oh, yeah. And rightfully you should be.
If they messed up my food, I'm wrong to go in and say you put mayonnaise. You put, because I love mayonnaise. If you put that dreaded mustard on there that I don't like, I'm wrong to go in there.
No, you're right to do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But are you going to call somebody out and trust them to give you the right kind of food again?
That's, baby, we're on the same team. Yeah, we're in agreement. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My orders are never screwed up. Whenever I eat food anywhere, it's never screwed up. Like,
but
never.
You're not like me. I'm used to be very picky.
Well, sometimes I'll be like, no pickles or no tomatoes if I don't feel like them. Yeah. And it's always right, though. It's always right.
Nothing like a burger with heavy onions, mayonnaise, and pimento cheese. Yeah. I've fallen in love with that here
recently. Last part onions sounds heavenly, but...
Onions are the
thing. You ever get the...
And also, X-Lax doesn't work on me. I just realized that the other
day. Don't need it. Mm-hmm.
You ever get the Lord's chicken sandwich and say you forgot the extra breast?
Yeah.
Because you know you just pay for the one.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburger.
Saying that their food was cold and demanded that the food be made.
They paid for 5 hamburgers and...
Hamburger.
Yeah. Donald best. Southern. Yeah.
Hamburgers.
Donald Duck. Hamburger. The internet. One word. The internet.
Let's go to another clip.
Hamburgers.
I like doing best damn audio. We have time for it. This guy was pranking a telemarketer. He's getting a bunch of robocalls and telemarketers on his cell phone. So he does a pretty good Donald Duck impression. So he did his Donald Duck, not for hamburgers, for a telemarketer.
Donald. Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Is this the real Donald?
Yes, I'm Donald. This is Donald Sizemore. Who are you?
This is Laura from the Vegan Pharmacy. I'm calling with regards to your medication.
Oh, no. Am I in trouble? Hello? Are you there? I can't hear you. Hello? I don't talk to him all the time. Hello?
Why you do the dirty Donald Duck?
I don't know, man. There's so much more we could do. Like, the impression's spot on. There's just so much more we could do with it.
Well, it is, and I'd like to invite them to come in and do a Facebook fussing with us. But the other part of that is, you notice the telemarketer or whatever you want to call them, they don't like telemarketer. There's some kind of a phone technician or something they call them now. But
cockroach.
They said, is that your real voice? And I think because if they ended up laughing or whatever, and then it turns out the person had an impediment of some kind, they could go back and sue.
Oh, yeah, then they'd be in trouble.
It's only if they say, no, it's not my real voice, then you can laugh.
I'm gonna lose my telemarketer job over laughing at this person.
Not a telemarketer anymore.
Whatever it is.
Marketing outreacher.
Whatever.
That's it. That's what it was. It's a phone outreacher.
No, okay.
Jump on a phone. And call.
This next one comes to us from California, where a lady nobody knows why she's screaming or who she's mad at. It's just she kind of started ranting for no particular reason in the store, and here's what happened. Part of it.
My Lord.
Nobody knows what caused it or what started it. It's just she was ranting in the store for no particular reason. She just started up doing that.
Well, it's a good time to point out the FOF line. 864-241-4318. 864-241-4318.
Yes.
Have you been in a situation like that?
I have not.
I have once.
I have not. Well, my mom used to do it.
Just started freaking out?
Oh, yeah. It was years ago. People might remember it. It was at a big box retailer. In my hometown.
Okay.
Some guy walks in yelling at another guy. I won't say what he accused him of. It was rough. You did this, you did that, yelling at him. Okay, well, everybody.
Like something in the store or something personal?
No, like you did something to somebody I love.
Yeah.
They call everybody, like every male associate, come up front. And then we're not going to do anything, but they call the cops.
Code 14.
And like 6 cops come in and beat the hell out of this guy with the sticks.
Oof.
It was just awkward, man. Just have somebody yelling like that and screaming at people. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
He got his ass beat, though. I stayed and watched that.
With the video of that lady there, I can't understand much of what she says, but at the beginning, she's saying the guy's acting like a gay girl.
Oh, gosh.
You're a gay girl!
Yeah.
That's double gay, so it means she's straight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amber.
I don't know, man.
People, I mean, I'm not sitting here saying, hey, go get on some medicine, but maybe chill on the caffeine. I don't know what drives the angst. There's just some crazy angst going on in the world.
Yeah.
The Giants fan that threatened to go shoot up Gillette Stadium after they signed AB.
Yeah.
I mean, probably joking, but you don't joke about crap like that on the internet and not expect the boys in blue to show up at your house.
Yeah, I mean, we get
stupid.
We lost the ability to say things like that in jest because things happen so much.
We don't relish in pissed off anymore. I'm mega pissed. Mm-hmm. Or I'm pissed to this degree. God, come on.
Nth.
Ultra.
Nth degree.
Mega hella pissed. Oh. Hella mega.
Yeah, now we're going to go give you some high school kids from Collierville, Tennessee. And these young gentlemen and ladies, they pranked their teacher into thinking the TV screen was broken.
You teased us with this.
Yeah, the kid airplayed with his iPhone the broken screen on the Apple TV. So when the teacher walks in, like, he hears a chair fall, and then he walks in and the screen looks like it's been busted.
Hey! Y'all break this up. What's going on? I'm sorry.
Hey, Professor Cook.
Did you throw that chair?
Damn, you throw that. I really didn't mean to throw
the chair. How do you not mean to throw the chair? That's a plasma TV! A plasma TV! You know how expensive that is? I can't buy it with no pizza salad!
Take it.
They're gonna fire me!
Hey, it's a break.
I need some kind of transcript at the bottom of the screen telling me what some of these are saying. I just hear just screaming.
I think he's saying that's a plasma TV. You know how expensive that is. Yeah. I can't buy a new one on a teacher's salary. And then he says, they're going to fire me a bunch of times.
He sounds like the lieutenant from Loaded Weapon.
Yeah. Can you give us the last few seconds to where he's thinking about these things, thinks he's going to get fired?
Did you throw that chair?
Hey, it's a break.
I can't buy him no pizza salary. They're going to fire me. They're going to fire me.
What subject do we know? It seems like a driver's ed coach.
No, I don't know what subject.
Or driver's ed teacher.
They were in a classroom.
Well, same thing.
He's a portly fellow.
Coaches were always driver's ed teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if he was riding with a girl, you had to go too.
Yep.
Coach Roger Hayes taught me to drive a car. What's up, Coach? I love you.
Did you know that shit?
Former guest of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Roger D. Hayes.
Now we're going to go to Ohio and the confused stoner.
By the way, real quick, I don't want to slow us down, but with the airdropping thing, if you're out in public and you go and you take a picture, let's say I'm at a bar and I want to take a picture of that, a selfie that I just took, and I go to share it, there's that airdrop option that pops up and it shows other phones that have airdrop near me.
Yeah.
If I'm at a bar and just want to play pranks on people and send weird pictures to people.
Absolutely.
They won't know the phone number that it came from?
No, right? I mean, you just.
They'll see a number. I tried it, but they got to be on Wi-Fi.
They don't know who you are. Yeah, they have to be. I mean,
so as long as I'm not looking around waiting for them to laugh or something like that, they won't know.
I mean, it'd probably show up a number.
But. Okay. When do they have business meetings here? Wednesdays?
Oh, who knows? A lot this week.
Yeah, a lot of times they have them on Wednesdays. I don't know if they have one right now, though.
I'm going to try this during the commercial break and see if they can tell whose phone it comes from.
I should start sharing my memes that way.
I'm going to change my. God. It doesn't show a number or
really?
Anything, right? It won't say anything.
I mean, it's got to see where it came from.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to imply.
I would try it at a bar and not at work.
Yeah, just try it around strangers. You'll figure something. You'll figure out how it works.
Thank you.
This guy in Ohio, he's a stoner, and he called the cops the other day.
I'm going to try it at Rigsby Saturday night.
Yeah, do it there. Rigsby Saturday night starting at 7:30. We'll be out there watching the Clemson-Syracuse game after you join Fatboy and myself at the Ingles of Pickens from 2:30 to 4:30 for Ingles College Football Kickoff.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
Talk about ball.
Sounded better when you said Carolina.
College football kickoff.
Of course, what do I know about them? Anyway, Jim.
I almost called it the name of our old football show.
I'm going to end up making us late. I'm going to go ahead and hush.
So a guy in Ohio called the cops the other day after the cops confiscated his weed. He was mad because he thought it was legal in Ohio. He might have been confused because last month there was a report that Ohio accidentally legalized weed when they legalized hemp, which is not true. But he's calling trying to get his weed back.
I had two cops come here last night and steal my weed, and I want it back. It's only like 4 grams, but it was really good weed. And from what I know, 100 grams is cool, right? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I'm wrong.
Where did you get that information
What are you talking about? 100 grams is legal. Am I wrong?
It's not. I'm just here to tell you that. It's not.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where have you been the past 2 months? I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to talk to me like I'm dumb.
Sounds like he's talking him through one.
Where did you get that information?
What are you talking
about? It sounds like an old man doing phone sex.
Where did you get that information?
What are you talking
about? Can we just do that one more time?
That was so good.
Short.
I had two cops come here last night and steal my weed, and I want it back. It's only like 4 grams, but it was really good weed. And from what I know, 100 grams is cool, right? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I'm wrong.
Where did you get that information?
What are you talking about? 100 grams is legal. Am I wrong?
It's not. I'm just here to tell you that. It's not.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where you been the past 2 months? I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to punk me like a dub.
That's the new buzzer.
You are wrong.
Oh, my God. Don't do it. Don't let it go the wayside of all the other ones, good fat boy, you forget about.
Yeah.
I'll save it right now.
You are wrong.
Oh, man, that is gold. Wrong. That is gold.
I like how southern the cops are, even in Ohio.
But he does, like, he's just, yeah.
He's very good. Dad talking.
Definitely smokes cigarettes.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, man. That's the best.
You are wrong.
Yeah. Be glad on that painting page has over there.
Yeah.
You are wrong.
you want one more clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
This one is something that, I was watching wrestling yesterday.
Which wrestling? You watch Monday's wrestling yesterday or yesterday's wrestling yesterday?
I was watching the Monday Nitro from 2000 yesterday, March of 2000.
That's a sign when Nine prefers to watch the wrestling from 19 years ago to the wrestling of this year.
It wasn't good in 2000 on Nitro, man. Wow. It was bad.
Let me tell you a spoiler about Monday and Tuesdays.
Oh, don't worry. I've seen them both.
Post Bischoff.
Yeah, I've seen them both.
DVR is a gift from God.
It is. This is, I'm not going to set it up. You just have to listen to it. And now, word from Dustin Rhodes. This is quick. This is short.
You're not worth, fat boy, you're not worth a sweat on my ass.
What?
Dude, that's not right.
That's gold dust?
That's Dustin Rhodes when he was feuding with Terry Funk in WCW in 2000.
You're not worth, fat boy, you're not worth a sweat on my ass.
Wait a minute. Were you ringside on that fabled night?
A sweater? God.
Explain that to us, fat boy. Do it again.
You're not worth, fat boy, you're not worth a sweat on my ass.
Wow.
Yeah, I am.
And you know there was a bunch because he wore pleather jumpsuits to the ring.
You must only sweat 2% on your ass.
Do it one more time, man. I love that.
That's last time, by God.
Throw it in.
You're not worth, fat boy, you're not worth a sweat on my ass.
A sweat?
I don't think it's going to work again.
I thought you said sweater.
I bet it works.
That's Chris Jericho you're thinking about.
If Paige wants to hear it, I bet it'll work.
Yeah.
You're not worth, fat boy, you're not worth a sweat on my ass.
Oh, okay, sweat.
I do have to pay royalties next time you play.
Which character, was he the natural then?
He was just being Dustin Rhodes, man. He wasn't called the natural or anything. He was just like a...
He wasn't seven?
Man in black cowboy version of Dustin Rhodes.
What, tagging with Mike Rotunda?
No, he's just Dustin Rhodes.
You're not worth, fat boy, you're not worth a sweat on my ass.
Dude. That one needs to be retained and saved also. Does. And we need to find a good one because that was Ric Flair's go-to all the time. If he got tongue-tied on a promo, he'd just look to the side and say, shut up, fat boy.
Yeah, I think he said, shut up, Matt.
Oh, there's a lot of fat boys in wrestling, man. That's just the best one I've come across.
I think there was even a shut up, Jimmy.
I really like that one a lot.
When DX did the suck it, Jimmy was the third word.
It was.
I got three words for you.
You don't want to play it again, fat boy. One time on the way out.
You're not worth, fat boy. You're not worth a sweat on my ass.
I'm nine. That's my best day.
Go out on a high note. We'll get into some Rise Guys headlines right after this. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before guys, you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
What?
Paige. I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste. And fat boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3, the planet Rise. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, you want a little controversy?
Yeah, is it about people saying they can't hear you when you talk?
I don't know. I've heard that.
Several people texting in. Speak up, Paige.
I'm trying. All right. A married man died during sex with another woman on a business trip. But this is where the controversy sets in.
Were they in dirty, dirty Atlanta?
No. So there was this guy Atlanta. Who's only identified as Xavier. He was an engineer for a railroad company from Paris. And back in February of 2013, he was on a business trip to Maisons-le-Roi.
Bless you.
So even though he was married, he met a local woman, and they went up to his hotel to, you know, have coitus, so they say.
That sounds like, I know that's the old way to say sex, coitus, but that sounds dirty. It sounds like a dainty body
How
part.
How about intercourse? Is that better?
Coitus. I like coitus.
All right. So Xavier had a heart attack during sort of sex act.
Hey, you want to have coitus?
And he died.
It's a conjugal visit. I wanted to visit her conjugals.
I don't know.
So the case has been in the courts ever since. And the decision is, should it be counted as a workplace accident since he was on a business trip? Even though he was having an affair, he was on a business trip, and that counts. So the appeals court just issued the final ruling.
Was it a team building exercise they were participating in?
And yes, this does count because he was away on business.
Had to jump on a call.
Which means Xavier's wife will get a payout of up to 80% of his salary every year until he would have hit retirement age.
You're supposed to reach out, not reach around.
And a share of his pension after what the consolation, you know. That's not much considering what happened. And
yeah,
not only did her husband die, but he died having sex with another woman.
That happened to Rose Nyland, correct?
I can't remember.
TV's Golden Girls, didn't Stanley? No, that was
Stanley was
Zbornak.
Zbornak, yeah. Yeah, it was Dorothy's Stanley. Right?
Which one of them? No, Rue's husband died. Rue McClanahan's husband died having sex. Which one of them had killed him having sex with him on the Golden Girls?
That had to have been Blanche.
I think that was...
With her perky bosoms. I'm laying here in the bathtub with just enough water to cover my perky bosom.
Well, I'm there with you, baby. We're in the water together.
I was always so attracted to Rue McClanahan, man. That's weird, I know, but I was.
Yeah, it was Rose killed Charlie. Okay. He died during sex.
Oh, did it happen in St. Olaf?
I think so, yeah, because it was after the cows were milked. Yes. And he had a heart attack.
Wow. See,
it was in St. Olaf.
Hmm.
Nice. I wondered about that. Okay. But anyway,
Charlie Island.
You know, like, that's the whole thing. Like, anything you're doing, like, imagine a good Lord calls you home then. Or wherever Nine and Fat Boy are going.
That's what you're known for in history.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a Golden Girls the other day. Quentin Tarantino was on. It was odd. He was an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's a cool cameo.
Yeah.
Son you can think bitch. About where you can pass away, and I don't think I'd want to die on the toilet.
No, but will God judge me? Wait, who's going to be at the gate? St. Peter?
St. Peter.
Or Gabriel?
Peter.
Peter's going to be at the gate. Thank you. Yeah. Is he gonna,
going to...
Because my mama always said, Jesus, I sound like Forrest Gump. My mama always said, don't ever leave the house with dirty underwear on.
Yeah.
But what if I die
mm-hmm.
and I have dirty underwear on? Will they, like, look at, when they open up the Lamb's Book of Life, will it say, crapped his pants?
Yeah, you could very well lose all your, you know,
I thought she
fluids.
Always said.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mom.
See, this is a thing about taking pills and stuff. If you're, like, someone who's very dramatic and you dress in your final attire and you lay down on your bed thinking that that's the way you're going to be found, not necessarily. You can be face down in your own vomit.
Ass up.
That's the way we like to, you know, and I instantly, not what you're referencing, Paige, but I instantly think Chris Farley. And I think about, I've not seen him. No, I did. I saw him years ago on Rotten.com, but the autopsy photos, man.
It's that, not good.
Mm-mm.
Purple face.
Mm. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Ton of money all over the face. Floor.
Yeah. Chris Farley.
Mm.
Nice apartment.
The Lady Gaga song.
It's nice in a Chicago high rise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coke everywhere.
Never
yeah.
got a jacket that fit. Poor thing.
Never did, man. He's always in a little coat.
All right. Over last night, there was a picture that got over 12 million likes.
Hmm. Was it my coffee cup spelled nephew?
Should have.
What was it?
It was Kylie Jenner posing nude for Playboy with Travis Scott. So Travis is shirtless, and you can see Kylie's backside. They're kissing.
Oh. I was hoping it was going to be the picture of Nine passed out at Tribbles. I mean, asleep at the bar.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
You've seen the other.
Passed out is like on the floor.
It needs to be rumors. The cover of a country album.
Mm-hmm.
She's been naked a bunch.
Who's that?
Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I always mix her up and the sisters, not knowing which one is which. And then I have to look and I was like, oh, that one.
Yeah. I know, because when you say the ugly one now, it's like, which one?
Well, I mean.
Old ugly one or new ugly one?
Which one is the ugly
there's one,
one
that's getting
pretty.
Too much done that's looking runt, but then there's one who was like the wicked stepsister looking, and now she's still runt looking, but not as runt. Yeah. If that's a stage I could bring to your attention.
Those are nice ones.
Kylie Jenner, yeah.
More Kendall's got.
I tell you, if there's any truth of aliens, getting inside of our population. The Kardashians, go back and follow that lineage. That's weird. Really, 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 really weird.
It's a weird club of Eskimo brothers. Because you got Travis Scott and Lord Disick.
Not just that, but just like the timeline of their history. Like Robert Kardashian, the OJ thing. And then, man, it's a weird family. Weird, weird.
How weird? Very weird.
He's got the bag of OJ's clothes.
They're pretty strange.
Kim said they still got the bag.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, then.
Smothered her with Kim's butt.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's something to talk about. There's a study that was conducted at the Mayo Clinic, and they found...
Ugh, I love mayonnaise.
It's all about you. The clinic you'll never go to. They found that people who had their dog sleep in their bedroom, either in the bed or on the ground, had better sleep than those that don't. So that's good news if you sleep with your doggie.
Well, I don't. And I ain't going to think. I get a great night's sleep. Thank you, Ambien.
Well, you know, you could sleep better.
Okay, the reason why is most people assume having pets in the bedroom is a disruption. But we found that many people actually find comfort and a sense of security from sleeping with their pets. And I feel secure because it just makes me feel good that my dog's there.
Where does Bear sleep at night?
Downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah. With Rusty.
See, I couldn't do that with Inga because she wouldn't allow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, she'd just be freaking out.
She's got to be touching you at all times.
You stay here. And I'm going to go over. I couldn't do it with her. She wouldn't allow me to.
Yeah. Well, you have to be the master of your home.
Well, yeah, I've allowed her for 6 years to do to have free run.
You ever, like, seriously, I'm not being weird about this, but do you ever wake up in the middle of the night? Do you ever, like, are y'all, you and Inga, because her length, I mean... When she's laying, you ever like wake up in the middle of the night and y'all are laid like side by side? Or, and if the answer is yes, have you ever been spooning Inga?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I spoon Inga all the time.
Spooning?
Yeah. I'd be afraid of the dreams I start having.
Oh my gosh.
I spoon that big dog all the time, man.
Okay. When?
Yeah. She's usually the little spoon.
A dog.
Sometimes she's the big spoon.
When Chris and I were married, he loved Charlotte. And I remember one night.
Who is Charlotte Page?
Charlotte was.
Charlotte Flair?
No, Charlotte was a dog.
The spider?
No, Charlotte was a dog. And so I was sleeping, and Charlotte was actually pushing me away from my husband, and she was, like, back-to-back with the husband. So I'm thinking, there you go.
Will you sleep naked with the dogs there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered that. She says nothing's... Mm-mm.
Yeah, now I will point out that a lot of times I sleep with no clothes on, so if I'm spooning my dog, usually it's that I'm under the covers and she is not.
I was going to say, man, because you don't want her to be sleep dog toying.
Yeah, because they get hot under the covers. And
Yeah, she has too much fur to be under covers.
Yeah, so. You and me both.
So why you need a ceiling fan, I guess.
I have one.
Okay.
It spins the wrong way, though.
Oh, I remember in my life I would have lots of covers and the man person would throw the covers off and have the ceiling fan on and freeze me out. So
yeah. No covers allowed.
I get it. So here's something to talk about. Would you rather binge watch a TV show, the whole thing in its entirety, or would you rather just watch one episode a week?
One episode a week.
I agree with you, but this is what...
You don't have nothing to do.
Are you interrupting the news?
No, but let me tell you what the findings are first. 58%.
I got to think of my answer. That's why I'm stalling.
Well, 58% of the people like binge watching. They want it all at the same time, whereas 28% prefer one episode a week. And I'll tell you why I don't want to binge watch. It's because sometimes when you get too much at the same time, you get burnt out on a show and then you don't finish it. That's what I do.
You don't retain and enjoy fully. You don't get to fully enjoy the experience. When you're binge watching, you don't really take it in the same. You don't absorb all of it. Like,
that's
you'll
stupid.
Watch a whole. No, it's not stupid.
You can't sit there for 3 hours and not know what you just watched.
For 6 episodes of TV, you're not going to fully appreciate it. It's better in small doses.
I got to say, the one thing we can all agree on, again, Righteous Gemstones, HBO, I love week by week.
Yeah.
I love that. If I'd already know everything now, and then you get on everybody's different paces, like 9 was a day off with Gemstones, and, you know.
He never watches it on time.
No, I don't.
It's always 2 or 3 days later.
I think it's his move. I think it's like when you go out to lunch with like a CEO type, like they'll be like 10 minutes late and you dare not say anything to him. I think that's his move.
It is now.
I'm just lazy about it.
You just want to know.
I'm lazy about it mainly.
You know, and he's out looking for his cat, so he doesn't have time for, you know, all this. Yeah. Looking for
I'll
TV
you
shows.
On that.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah, no, you don't know the story, though.
I don't know the story.
You got to hear the story, man.
Well, we'll save that for tomorrow and also the 9/11 thing we talked about. So we got half to tomorrow's already get ready to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, it all depends on what generation you come from. Because only 17% of adults under the age of 34 like one episode per week is the format versus 44% of people over 55. But for me, it's just like I get burnt out. There's a show that was really good that I was watching, Ozark, and I just never finished it because I got tired of it because I watched like 4 in a row.
Let me tell you what happens.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go back, but that's kind of, you know, what happens.
Florida Bird.
Oh, especially if it,
watch
if
out for the old drums. That's all I'll say.
Well, especially if it's hour-long episodes and you watch, like, 4 of them at a time. At that point, you've just watched 2 movies and you forgot half what happened, man. It's just too much.
Fatboy, I know this doesn't make sense, isn't practical, but let's just say they taped a season of Clemson football.
Yeah.
Right? Would you sit there and binge watch it, like, over the course of ever how long it takes you to watch a season of Clemson football? Or do you enjoy the impact and the not knowing who's going to be injured and all that pageantry it goes with being a sports fan?
I binge. Like, I'm watching Gotham right now.
Yeah.
And I'm on season 3. And it probably took me about 2 weeks to get that far.
But when you're really
in 2 episodes a season.
Don't you like to have something to look forward to, like a new Gemstones every week? Isn't that fun?
There's always a show. I'm just on to the next show.
Well, yeah, but you just don't enjoy life.
It's just watching the show. Like, I don't have to process it for like 3 months before I start another one.
No, you don't. But, you know, you can at least, like, process it for 5 minutes before you're on to the next one.
I want to get something done. I don't want to have it lingering.
What are you doing? You treat watching TV like it's work.
I want to sit there and wait.
It's a homework assignment.
Let's bang it out and go.
You're like, I mean, your couch is an assembly line of you watching television. It's weird, not. Man.
Let's get it done.
If weird. You could, in the morning, again, doesn't make practical sense, but in the morning, Fat Boy, if you could eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at one time, would you eat it all at once if it soothed your body and provided all the nutrients and everything for the day?
Believe it or not, I couldn't physically do it, so the analogy sucks. Buddy?
If you could have all the sex of the rest of your life in just one night, would you do it?
Oh, my gosh, no. Mm-hmm.
Might have.
Really?
That's good. I might have. That's good.
By the way,
if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I'll never have it like this ever again. Oh, boy.
But anyway.
Well,
Fatboy's done with that.
Yeah, that's it. Move on.
All right. Well,
works on Mark.
Let's talk about. Let me ask your opinion on this. Do you think popular games should tackle social issues?
Wait, video games or what?
Well, board games.
Who plays them?
I think they're fun. It's, you know, I don't
people
play
that go
anybody.
To bars. I enjoy going to a bar when I see they have board games there. Because, I mean, hell, when I go to Cracker Barrel and I'm waiting on my chicken and dumps, I like to play that game. Tells me I'm stupid every time.
You know what, man? When I go to a bar, it's to drink or to see a band play. I like to play board games when I'm not hammered. Yeah. But nobody else does. So I have a bunch. I just don't play.
You don't like to play? That's not true. I've been at bars with you and played games with you.
Yeah, I'll play them some, but I prefer to play them when I'm not hammered.
Parcheesi.
And then some.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why I made that point.
I like to play Scrabble sober.
And I don't like cornhole when I'm I do. I don't like golf and stuff like that, holing. You know what I mean?
I beg your pardon?
I don't need drinking games when stuff. Drinking is a game. Just me personally.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the fun.
Wait, did you enjoy throwing the axes, Matt?
I enjoyed that. I was just thinking about
drunk. Good Lord.
There was a day that I'll call Darts with Dash, where Dash Wilder and I were in Marion, North Carolina, throwing darts and drinking beer. And
I'll throw darts, man. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that a whole lot. Yeah. I like doing, because I think if I sit there and just drink and drink and drink, I'm going to, that casual oral fixation or whatever, I'm going to end up getting sloppy early. I got to stay up, keep the blood flow going, work in the water here and there.
Yeah, I think darts at Nine's old place was probably the funnest. It was a good time.
He didn't get his deposit back because of you.
Well, Hasbro, the makers of the famed Monopoly game, they've come out with yet another edition of Monopoly that plays off social issues. So last year they had Monopoly created for millennials with contrived, overdone jokes about not being able to afford property and
student loans.
You know, yeah, debt and things that affect millennials.
Instead of going to jail, you have to go back and live with your mom.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh,
God. You have to move out first. What are you talking about?
And last month, Hasbro created Monopoly Socialism with contrived, overdone jokes about outdated technology and, for some reason, vegan meatloaf.
They're just looking for a different way to sell the same game.
Yeah, they
most
are.
People have Monopoly somewhere in their house.
Yeah,
it's like
they've done Mario Monopoly. And
barbecue
all that
Whopper, Impossible Whopper, yeah. Vegetable
well,
Whopper.
Simpsons Monopoly, of course.
Now they are rolling out Ms. Monopoly. The big twist is it fixes the wage gap by giving female players more money than male players to start and pays them more when they pass go. But if they're paying them more, I think that's actually not giving you the same opportunity.
I've developed
it's a equal playing field.
Oh, okay. Well, that works. That's what you want in a game. Equal playing field.
Yes, you do. Why should you have an advantage? Because you're just...
But when you play Monopoly, nobody has an advantage. What are you talking about, Paige?
I don't think anybody should have an advantage, but that's just me because, yeah. You know, I want to take all the property and all the money.
Yeah, you probably try to build hotels before you own all three.
You can have all the purple and red.
I get all the ones that I want, and I'm not going to tell you what I want because if I'm playing with you, you're going to take my property.
Over here, like, building hotels before you put enough houses on it. Yeah, I know.
The Poe Mill's the first part of the board, right, when you pass go?
Well, you come on my property, Judson. You're going to pay me taxes Judson. To go on there, so I'm just saying.
I play Monopoly where when I lose, I have to go to church on Sunday.
Oh, no.
And
go
soon,
directly to Sunday school.
I ain't playing that, man.
I'll be playing fancy Hilton Head Monopoly.
Yeah, you got Hilton Head Monopoly from
that,
right?
I know, I'm excited. I keep waiting for a rainy day.
Yeah, they had the Greenville Monopoly out last year, too.
I like the nice one. They had the cabinets. Remember that when you put the pieces in?
Yeah.
Had the drawers. It was like a big wooden block.
It was like an advent calendar of Monopoly, yeah.
Yeah. Was that for rich people?
Yeah.
I got the board broken in half. That's the one I got.
In Jamaica, you play Hey Monopoly.
Oh, you pause
your doobie around.
All right, then. That might be fun.
Your dreadlocks, not the car.
Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
That boy would play nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nopoly. You know, like eating.
Oh, he likes to eat.
Nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-nom-
Thank you, Paige. That was Rise Guys Headlines. We'll tell you a full rundown of tomorrow, Thursday, right after this. Morning, everybody.
Bye. This is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted. But no thank you to those that sent negative emails and tweets and DMs to me about my sunglasses. And I, you know what? I hope you step on dog crap today, barefoot. I hope that happens to you or someone you know.
Foot that looks like your dog?
Right.
Yeah, fat boy.
You can see the video of me for pigskin punishment smashing my own sunglasses. And I had a 2 out of 3 chance of it not to happen, and I did it on the first one. Spoiler alert.
That ain't bad. According to Meatloaf.
Yeah. 2 out of 3. Also tomorrow, brand new Facebook fussing. Again, speaking of video, that'll be live, Facebook.com/RiseGuys. And whole lots of surprises.
Like what?
Well, one thing we got to find out if we can do.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I don't want to say.
I know,
give it away.
Don't say. You can't say.
I don't want to jinx it.
No, don't say it. Don't spill it here.
Right. Again, Saturday, because I know it's midway. People are starting to think about the weekend. Saturday is a big day. Jimmy is out and about big time.
We all are in some capacity, man. Early in the day, 2:30 to 4:30, the Ingles and Pickens. That's where Ingles college football kickoff will be taking place with myself and Fat Boy and Mark Ryan from ESPN Upstate. Come out there, get your P1 pills, their tailgate specials, all the stuff you need to watch Clemson on the road at Syracuse. And then 7:30, Clemson and Syracuse kick off. Matt Mann and myself will be at Rigsby's Smoked Burgers on the Parkway, right off Pelham Road, right off exit 54.
with some ice cold beer. In fact, the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. We'll have it there for you. Come by and see us.
And smoked burgers and smoked wings, man.
And I'll bring the Smash Ray-Bans, and you can take a picture wearing them.
Yeah.
$5 with your camera, $10 with mine.
Hell yeah. So we'll see you Saturday between Ingles and Pickens, 2:30 to 4:30, and then Rigsby starting up at 7:30 p.m. with the Clemson game.
Paige, go to Rocky at Work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Tickle guys. It is good.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears.
Bad baby, back.
On 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.